welcome to Bethel Baptist Church, and we extend our warmest welcome to you and the congregation today, and also those listening over KKMC radio and internet to our worship service here at Bethel. It's such a blessing to be here today. What a beautiful fall day. Amen. But thank you for coming and listening. And, you know, we just want you all to experience the love of Christ and his power and the comfort that comes alone from God's word. Amen. You know, it's only his word. And we learned that today in Sunday school. That's where we find the comfort. That's where we find his love. And that's where we find his power. If you are a visitor, please fill out the registration card that's obtained from an usher and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Thomason would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. And of course, you can always find an outline of today's sermon inside the church bulletin. The scripture of the month is found in the bulletin as well, but it says there, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Amen. Now let us just praise the Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel in song.
Amen. Thank you, Lee. Good morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day. Hope you're having a good Lord's Day so far. Amen. I mean, there's no greater blessing than we have having the Lord in our hearts, right? That's where our joy comes from. So why don't we turn to our first song, number 210, Saved by the Blood, number 210, and we'll sing the first and the last, Saved by the Blood. For his blood that saved us. Number 254 is our next song, Come to the Savior, 254. We'll sing the first and the third. Turn to our last hymn, number 436, Bring them in. 436. Why don't we all rise as we sing 436. Bring them in.
What a blessing it is that we can gather again together today. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, knowing that by rights and by nature, we do not belong in your presence. Yet Jesus, through his sacrifice and through his offering unto you, he has sanctified us forever that we may be yours. We stand in awe of the greatness of your grace. In your mercy, we thank you for the greatness of your love and your compassion toward us. As Paul in the book of Ephesians writes, he says that he, speaking of Christ, would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. And Lord, as we deal with the afflictions and the challenges of this world, we pray for your spirit to strengthen us in our inner man, to encourage us to trust in the Lord and to lean upon you and to receive strength and encouragement from you, from your word, and from your people. And we pray for your divine spirit to empower your people and to transform us continually, that there would be that reviving strength, that hungering and thirsting for your word and for your presence amongst your people, that we would seek after you and be built up for you. And we pray that we would be your faithful servants, ministering to family members and neighbors and co-workers and our other peers, and that in you, Lord, they would find the love of Jesus Christ, and they would see that love being lived out in us and through us, that you might call them unto yourself and redeem more and more people unto yourself to build up your kingdom for your honor and your glory. And we pray for your comforting spirit and your healing power upon those who are afflicted with the afflictions of this world. We lift up to you our brother Wayne, who called in this morning and was feeling sick. Lord, we pray for you to strengthen him. We pray for Lil Ida, who's been having some problems regaining her strength. Blood platelets are low, and so we pray that you give wisdom and guidance to the doctors and strength and encouragement of spirit to Lil and Christina. We pray that you continue being with Raquel and continue to strengthen her ability to breathe and her challenges that she has with asthma. Strengthen her body for you. We pray for Elenita Noriel, who's recovering from rotator cuff surgery, that you would bless her with your strength and with your presence. Pray for our friends, Head Hernandez, and for the pain that he's been going through in his back, and that you would encourage him. We lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, with various challenges of health, and we look forward to, as I received a note from them, that they anticipate being here in December. We pray for them, Lord, and pray for your spirit and comfort. We lift up to you Jorge and Martha Peretti, who have several health issues, but Lord, they are faithful unto you, trusting and relying upon you. So we pray for your courage in them. We pray for our friend Patricia Llewellyn, who's suffering from kidney problems, for your strength there. We pray for those dealing with cancer, for Bob Jones's brother Ron, for Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law Peter, for Victor's co-workers, Dinesh's, his daughter. We pray for Christianita's friend, Carolyn, and we thank you, Lord, that for some, they're getting the strength and the treatment they need that is making improvement in their lives. And for those, Lord, whether they're increasing and improving or not, we pray for your spirit to encourage them and comfort them unto you. And Father, we pray for those who are expecting and that are bringing new life into this world. We pray for Angelica Manning, expecting twin girls in November, Maria Volos, expecting a girl in December, and Alicia Birchfield, expecting in January. We pray for your wisdom, your guidance, and your provision for those who need your presence and need your direction. For Bethel, as we are looking at modifications to our facilities, that you would grant us an opening with the city to be able to build what we desire to have, and that it would be a place that honors and glorifies you. Pray that you would use us in a mighty way to reach out into the community around us with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that many will come to hear your word, hear your voice, and be saved. We pray for Martha Bell and her work situation, that you would open up the doors of work and service unto you. And we pray, Lord, for those throughout the world who are being persecuted and imprisoned and sometimes even beaten and tortured for the cause of Christ, that you would strengthen them to stand firmly and stand boldly in the word of God and the testimony of our Christ. And Lord, we pray for our missionaries throughout the world. Pray for Giovanni and Barbara Vandano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Nutt serving in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez also serving in Spain, for Informed Choices ministering to women in a pregnancy situation out of Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey at Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training up missionaries throughout the United States. Bless them with your divine guidance and spirit to encourage them to testify of you and to serve you and to rejoice in you. We pray for this offering that we're about to receive to be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we pray for those who aid us with this work of ministry, that you would bless them abundantly with your provisions and with your comforting spirit, whether they're listening in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC, over the internet, or over the radio. Bless them and encourage them in you and in your glorious presence and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Such a beautiful song. Thank you so much. It's always enjoyable to hear Bethel's choir. So let us all rise once again for the reading of God's holy word. We're going to be in Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and built the sheep gate. They consecrated it and hung its doors. They built as far as a tower of the hundred and consecrated it. Then as far as the tower of Hananel, next to Eliashib, the men of Jericho built, and next to them, Zachur, the son of Imri, built. Also the sons of Hassani built the fish gate. They laid its beams and hung its doors with its bolts and bars. And next to them, Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Kaz, made repairs. Next to them, Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabel, made repairs. Next to them, Zadok, the son of Bana, made repairs. Next to them, the Tekoites made repairs, but their nobles did not put their shoulders to the work of their lord. Moreover, Jehoiada, the son of Pasiah, and Meshulam, the son of Besodiah, with its bolts and bars, repaired the old gate. They laid its beams and hung its doors with its bolts and bars. And next to them, Malatiah, the Gibeonite, Jadon, the Meronithite, the men of Gibeon and Mizpah, repaired the residence of the governor of the region beyond the river. Next to him, Uziel, the son of Harhiah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs. Also next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers, made repairs, and they fortified Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. Shall we pray and ask the Lord's blessing? Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the building of your kingdom. And Lord, the awesome reading here in Nehemiah. We just pray, Lord, that you bless the reading of this word, your word. And we pray that you bless the message with Pastor Tomlinson. We thank you for all you're going to do in each one of our hearts and lives. And we look to you by faith, and we trust you and look to our God. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.